Does the law of attraction actually work? What do you need to know? The good, the bad, the in between, all the things. Let's talk about that today. Okay, here we go. This is the Your Money, Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Amy Sorka, a money confidence coach for female entrepreneurs on the path to six figures. After over 10 years in the personal finance industry and multiple personal, financial, and medical crises, I was fed up with the lies that are being shouted from the rooftops by the gurus and the media. So now I help you simplify, solidify, and scale your money by blending tactile money strategies with mindset work. You can create unstoppable finances. Together, you'll finally figure out the money thing so you can make more money in less time without living off of beans and rice or sacrificing your lifestyle. The episodes here on the podcast are short and sweet. Being married, having four kids at home, homeschooling, being a CEO, running the household. I'm kind of busy, and I know you are too. So let's keep it simple and get to the point. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to another episode of the Your Money, Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Amy Sirka. We are talking about the law of attraction today. Now, the law of attraction doesn't work, but at the same time, it does. And this is, we'll call it like a pet peeve. I don't know. I think something that I'm passionate about. Like when we have to go extremes, this is like where the blanket statements don't work. So it's like the law of attraction doesn't work, or the law of attraction does work. And it does work. I guess maybe it's the blanket statement that it doesn't work that kind of drives me crazy. But it's the same thing with like the whole you shouldn't be in debt. Like that's a very blanket statement. It's not like the wall is gray. Like that's a fact. Okay. It's not an exact, the law of attraction is not an exact science. And this is where I think a lot of people come from when they're like, it doesn't work, because it's not something where it's like this predictable machine, whatever you want to call it. Like, okay, I'm going to sit here and focus on making $1,000 this week. And all of a sudden, oh, woohoo, we have another $1,000 that comes in magically. It's not like that. Okay. Where is your trust placed at? Okay. Are you counting on yourself to be able to take care of what you need to? Where are your intentions at? Like the purpose behind it? Are you trusting and believing that you are the only person that's going to create something? That's where the law of attraction doesn't work. Okay. But the law of attraction does work, and the fact that we have to guard our thoughts. There is so much power. We've been given so much dominion. There's so much that we have here that, like, your mind is powerful. If you have read the book, The Ant and the Elephant, which I should pull that one out, read it again. They read the story in there, and they talk about, like, the power of our mind. And they tell the story of the guy who worked on a rail yard. There was a freezer car was checking, doing something, and accidentally got locked into this refrigerator car on a train yard, rail yard. Okay. He was there overnight, and he was like scratched into the floor of the rail car, like that he was so cold and that he loved his family. And they found him the next morning, and he had died in the rail car overnight. But the thing was, that rail car didn't work. It was 65 degrees in there. Like, he froze to death because he believed he was freezing to death. So you have to guard your thoughts and focus on the things that we want, but don't put your expectation in you're the only thing, like, and you're the power that creates it, because that's part's not true. This is why it's unstoppable finances, because we're doing what we need to. We're doing the steps. We're having faith. We're taking the action. But regardless of the outcome, we're still doing what we're supposed to. We are called to be blessings. And that's only possible when you do your part. When you Do the things that you need to do. That's where you can be a blessing. We've heard the story of the Good Samaritan. He didn't pay for the inn with physical labor. Like that took money. We have to be able, there is value in having the monetary there, the money there to be able to do what we want. But it's not one extreme or the other. We still have to be doing the part, the things that we're called to. Okay. You have a reason that you were put on this earth in the spot that you're at. Like there is something that you were called to do. And that's only going to happen if you can step into that calling and being intentional about what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on. This is why we talked last week about counting your blessings, because this part is important. Don't discount the power of your thoughts because you are trusting God, you're trusting your provider to take care of you. We still have to do our spot, our part. The parable, like we have to plant the seed. We have to take the action, doing our part of guarding our thoughts. So, yeah, that's only possible when we do our part. We're not worried about the outcome. You can expect and ask for the best, but you're not tied to like this has to happen. It's unconditional. It's unstoppable. That song that's out, well, says, "I'll praise you anyway." I think it's "Hallelujah Anyway" is the name of the song. But we're going to do the things that we need to, and it doesn't matter the outcome. You have to stay consistent with this part and believing in your thoughts and focusing your thoughts and believing for the best and then keeping taking that action regardless of the outcome. Okay. All right, we'll stop talking in circles. So, does the law of attraction work? Yes. Is it the only thing that we are counting on? No. Just like everything else, it's a well-rounded strategy. It's not one size fits all, but that does not mean that you can discount the power of your thoughts, the power of your mind. All right. I'd love to hear from you, thoughts on this episode. Send me a message on Instagram. That's it for now. We'll see you next time. If you're struggling with shame and guilt around your finances, whether it's debt, impulse spending, mistakes from the past, or the fact that you still haven't hit your income goal, then it's time for you to work with me. There are different levels of support and price points that you can use on the path to removing that guilt and shame so you can step into your unstoppable life. After all, your finances are unique to you, and your support should be too. Go to workwithamy.com to get started with one of my most popular programs, or you can book a Q&A call with me. We'll figure out what your next step should be. And of course, all those links are hanging out in the show notes as well.